This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Democrats are now in the majority on the South Coast Air Quality Management District. Why is that a story, Cassie?
Well, just a couple of years ago when Republicans had the majority on that board, which regulates air pollution in the Los Angeles basin, they had removed the longtime executive director, Barry Wallerstein, because they felt that he was being too tough on the polluting industries and they wanted a more business-friendly approach. Now, Marion Ashley, the Riverside County supervisor who is retiring at the end of his term in January, he has stepped aside and the Board of Supervisors has replaced him with a Democrat, Manny Perez, the supervisor who represents the Coachella Valley.
So there is one additional Democrat after a Republican leaves.
Right, but this is really supposed to be a nonpartisan body where science and regulation take the place of partisanship. So sitting members have said they have a lot of confidence in Perez that he is going to make decisions based on how to improve air quality and health and the quality of life in the area and to balance that with jobs and the economic cost of regulation. John Husing, who is featured on your program, the Inland Economist, says he doesn't foresee any change in the politics of the board with this, with Perez's appointment.
Okay. Next, a member of the Moreno Valley School Board has resigned after he was charged with having an illegal assault rifle.
Right. His name is Evan Morgan. Now, he had kind of placed himself on a leave of absence back in June when he was arrested on suspicion of burglary and vandalism. I think we talked about that back then. But now, in a separate criminal case, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department conducted a number of search warrants, including one at his home, and found a loaded illegal AR-15 assault rifle in his bedroom closet. Mm. The rifle did not have a serial number. And according to court documents, Morgan admitted to purchasing the rifle from a friend who was not licensed to sell firearms. And according to law enforcement, also admitted to previously buying two other illegal AR-15 assault rifles from the same person, which he no longer owns. One he sold and another he traded. And according to law enforcement, both transactions were unlawfully completed.
And he was on the school board. He did resign?
Yes, he has resigned, and the school district now must, within 60 days, either appoint someone to take his place through the end of his term, which is goes through 2020, or to hold an election. And, you know, maybe with the November election coming up within that 60-day period, they'll go ahead and call a special election to coincide with that.
Okay, we'll see what they do. And finally, a member of the San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water Board was reprimanded for what she drank while attending a district meeting. I'm assuming it wasn't San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water she was drinking.
No, she had a bottled beverage called kombucha. And the reprimand said that she drank an alcoholic beverage. Now, the amount of alcohol in kombucha, which is a fermented drink made out of sweetened tea, black tea, or green tea, is just a trace amount, about one-tenth of the alcohol found in a bottle of beer. So the board member, Susan Longville, believes this is just a pretext for removing her from some of her duties. She had already been removed as the board president by her peers about 4 months shy of the end of her term. She's up for re-election in November, and she's being challenged by three candidates, including a former colleague from the San Bernardino City Council, who she served with, Wendy McCamick.
Yes.
Now, McCamick says she has been endorsed by three of Longville's peers who serve on the board president, Mark Bulow, and board members June Hayes and Steve Copeland. But Longville says she believes this is retaliation for questions she has raised about the district selling water when the basin levels are low. And she also raised the issue of reducing the salaries of board members so that they used to earn as much as $50,000, almost $51,000 a year. They now get just over $35,000.
So she actually succeeded in that effort?
She did.
Ah, so... yeah, maybe there are a few colleagues who might have had a little problem with their salaries being reduced. So the indications are that it could both be substantial issues and insider politics behind this fight then, huh?
Well, Hayes said that really that the other board members are concerned with Longville's treatment of staff and fellow board members. In fact, Hayes went so far as to accuse her of bullying.
And Cassie, did you say the election for this position is this November?
That's correct.
Okay, so we'll be talking about this one at least at some point in time again. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.